about the real definition of fascism. And fascism is not us. Fascism is them. ESG, environmental social governance, diversity, equity, inclusion, the abortion push, the euthanasia push, the Planned Parenthood sexualizing our children, the lesbian sodomite mutilation trans movement that they're doing, the hormones they're giving. These hormones are what they give to rapists in prisons, and they've convinced you that your children should take them. Illegal immigrations. God's the one who established nations, not man, God. And telling us that because of the color of our skin or the accent that we have, we supposedly hate one another? That's not of God. That's not Christianity. I am very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. It has really been an honor to meet him and to get to spend some time with him. And I am so looking forward to this time. He is the founder, he and his wife are the founders of Root. CGR4Life.com is where you can get this information. CGR4Life.com. I want to welcome the CEO of Root Brands, Clayton Thomas. Clayton, welcome. Good to have you.
Pastor Greg, thanks for having me. It's an early morning. You've been running a lot longer than I have. You know, it's the amazing part of what the morning routine looks like. But as you were talking about, the subject matter is rather important for people to understand, not just the singularity of the approach that's going on, but since we're not in a kinetic war, we are in a spiritual war. And in order to win a war, the best way to do is attack on multiple fronts, because usually there's no defense that can manage an attack from multiple angles and multiple sides. And that's what we're experiencing, you know, for humanity right now, of, you know, the mind, the body, the spirit, the physical, the emotional, you know, of all of these components, and they all tie together. And as you talk about, it is a spiritual, it is a religious war. Right. And yeah. It's really simple. It literally is good versus evil.
Yes, sir. Yep. It's that's the assault. And I was trying to get people to understand this isn't, although this indictment of President Trump, you know, everybody looks at it and says, oh, this is political. Well, no, it's not political. Trump is a symbol of Christianity in America. That's how they look at him. However you want to view Trump, however you want to perceive him, to the left, he is the perception, the epitome of what the Christian right in America is, and they have got to destroy him because they have to destroy us. That's their goal. And this is why what we're going to talk about and Root and what it does is so critical, because it helps this temple to be able to be prepared so that when the Spirit moves, there is a healthy temple to do the battle that needs to be done. And the battle is not necessarily picking up arms. The battle's got to be fought in the realm of the Spirit first. Has to be.
And that's really the attack, is when you look at it, and it really comes down to understanding the basis of Christianity, right? Of what it truly means to be Christ-like. You know, that the symbolism of what we're taught biblically is to understand that we are him and he was us. But what the problem has been is that we have been suppressed, we have been poisoned. You know, you can think of starting with an apple and where it's gone from there. That they know that if they shut off the tower, right? So our spirituality runs through this amazing electromagnetic system that God has given us, this quantum computer, the most advanced, you know, biological computer ever made. And they know that if they put in alternative antennas and they block our primary antenna, which allows us to be connected to our source, to the light, if they can turn that off, make us become resonant for bad signaling, bad frequencies, and pollute the purity of what we are, they can control it. Right. And it goes to that exact point that you're hitting on, that our body is a temple. And if you look at the old temples, if you look at the pyramids and for what they were actually made for and how they function, and understanding that if you break those up and you disconnect them and you make them so where they're not functional, they're not any longer resonant, then you win. You can fracture the network. And we've seen that. And as we were talking before we hopped on here, one of our really good friends is a former DOD counterintelligence specialist for radical Islam. And she was one of the people that was crucial in creating the information networks, the radios, the billboard ads, all of the advertising throughout the Middle East to combat radical Islam. And what all of the data shows, and this has been for about the last 30 years, that what we're seeing is not an attack on America per se. It is an attack on Western civilization. It is an attack on Christianity.
Yeah.
And as you're mentioning with Trump, Trump is the symbolism of an individual for Christianity in the political system. But America, the United States of America, is the beacon of Christianity globally.
Yes, sir.
If America falls, Western civilization is over. Mm-hmm. And this is the precipice, right? And some people, you know, are talking about that this is a scary time. I would argue that there's no better time to be alive than now, because instead of reading history books about what has been done, we are the ones who get to dictate terms. We get to do it.
Amen. I agree. No, and I guess, you know, because I said that, you know, it when you reference it, I think the idea of saying this is a scary time is the jolt to try to get people to wake up, because so many people are just in a comatose state. They just kind of, they're just kind of going along, and they figure, well, you know, everything's been the way it's been. So, you know, it'll all fix itself. Folks, it won't. Look, you as a parent, stick your kids in a room and go leave the house and stay gone for 6 months. Okay. And come back. They didn't fix themselves, okay? I can assure you, I've had 5 kids. They don't fix themselves when you leave the room and just, you know, yes, there are times when you leave them because you want them to work some things out, but you have given them the tools by teaching them to work that out. But you take 5, 6, 7-year-olds and you throw them into a room together and then just leave? Sorry, that's not going to work out very well. Somebody's not going to be happy. It's going to be a bad deal. And so we can't address this from that perspective. I want to get to our product, and I want to get to what you have created. Tell me a little bit about your background. What got you into, And would you call it naturopathic health? How would you frame what CGR for Life is about?
Really, what we're doing now is more quantumceutical.
Okay.
I was fortunate to grow up in a veterinary practice. So I've got about 45 years around integrative and allopathic health for humans and animals.
All right. Stop. You're using those big giant words. I know you're a brilliant guy, but I'm just kind of, you know, I'm in third grade. Okay. So how does that work again? Tell me those words.
my dad was a veterinarian. They started a veterinary clinic in Southwest Washington, literally in the middle of nowhere, 46 years ago. They recently retired. which was a joy. But I got to watch over 45 years how they changed their scope of practice.
Okay.
Where initially it was, you know, if an animal came in and it was sick, you could prescribe different medications. And I grew up, I loved Pfizer and Merck because the reps would bring us TVs and VCRs and all these gifts for prescribing drugs. And okay. I got to learn the business of healthcare really early on.
Okay.
But my parents did something really interesting. Because what happened, I can remember being 8 years old and starting to study the importance of mineral supplementation.
Okay.
And having conversations at the dinner table and talking about, you know, the importance of diet and nutrition, and that virtually all of an animal's health problems are predicated on diet, nutrition, and environment. And going forward through life, about 18 years ago, I had my perspective on everything that I'd learned to that point. I was about 27, 28 years old, and everything was changed because I had that first tap on the shoulder that God said, okay, you need to pay attention to this. And it was an introduction to a product and a philosophy that changed everything. Because normally when we talk about health, we hear everyone talk about addition, right? That you have to add, you have to eat right, you have to exercise, you need to add supplements because we can't get everything we need in our diet. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to add all these things because things are deficient. Well, that's partially true, but the real equation happens to be addition by subtraction. And it was through this journey that I began to realize that as you were hitting on the temple, we've been polluted, right? We've been poisoned ever since we were in the womb, going back generations. And what's in our mom ends up in us. And then when we're born, we are poisoned literally every day from that point with the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat. We're injected with it. We're given different things to take. You know, we're sprayed with stuff. We're hit with different frequencies, and we see this compounding of toxicity. And I remember the first time I read an article that was published in 1970 that was a compilation of research done going back to the 1950s that the World Health Organization had published. And this was before they were taken over and became what they are now.
Sure.
But it was a compilation of research understanding mercury. And mercury is the second most deadly chemical known to man besides dioxin.
Right.
Right. Which they use in Agent Orange.
Right.
And it is the worst neurotoxin known, and meaning it loves to go to the brain. So if you're exposed to it, it's going to end up in your brain and central nervous system and some other organs, but is going to end up primarily in brain and central nervous system. And it is mercury that is the primary cause of virtually all chronic degenerative diseases.
Right.
And that's proven. So I started to look at this and go, wait a minute, the equation is not addition. If we're loaded with this stuff already and it's continually compounding on a daily basis, then the equation is actually addition by subtraction. And I went through this journey of, you know, starting out working and marketing and selling some different products, and then consulting, and then formulation, and then manufacturing. And then about 8 years ago, John Sally, I have to give him credit for my wingman, the former NBA player, through some work that he and I were doing. And then he went back to New York for an NFL and NBA Players Association conference on regeneration and pharmacogenetics. And he met this Dr. Christina Rahm Cook, and he, in their first dinner meeting, he said, look, you don't need to work with these guys at the table, but you have to meet this guy that I just met in California. I think you guys could change healthcare. And he's a Kabbalist. So it's really interesting. He practices Kabbalah, and he's like, look, you guys there's something that I'm feeling. And he put us on the phone. And when I heard her voice, it was the second time that God tapped me on the shoulder and said, that's who you're supposed to do this with. Follow her, serve her. And her background is the really unique one. Master's in science, PhD, PsyD, EdD. Now she has a postdoc in from Harvard in nanotechnology and bioscience engineering. She did two at Cornell in pharmaceutical management and nutritional counseling. She was a former adjunct professor at Johns Hopkins in oncology. And she's worked at Pfizer, Alexion, Biogen IDEC, Johnson & Johnson, UCB, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Janssen, all these names that are really familiar now. And
she also has, if I can interrupt, she also has, you've mentioned this before in our conversations, a particular, it's not a photographic memory, it's something beyond that. Talk about that for just a second, because I found that absolutely fascinating.
It's not fair in a relationship.
I'm sure that it's not. It's like, you win. Okay, next.
It's like, we know women and men function completely differently, right? Women are like a big bundle of copper wire in their brain. Men, we are like a shelving system that has a bunch of boxes. And all we're able to do is pull out one box at a time and look in the box. And women, everything's connected. But sometimes there's disconnections in the wiring, so we can get away with some stuff. But my wife grew up with a photographic memory. She actually won National History Day in middle school. Imagine just being in school and being able to look at the book and go, okay, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I know it. Mm-hmm. But when she was 19, when she graduated high school, she's doing her first summer job at a Christian summer camp. And she was out running in the woods and fell into a bed of ticks. And contracted Lyme disease.
Oh, my.
And got meningitis, had like 104 degree temperature, lost her memory. So God giveth, God taketh away. But he can give you six times more if you're diligent.
That's crazy. And
in recovery, she came out of that process of literally losing her memory, not knowing where she grew up, not knowing her name, not knowing her parents' name. With an eidetic memory, and she could still speed read. So meaning an eidetic memory is really interesting because whatever she sees, hears, reads, she has complete recall of, and she can actually, everything plays like a movie in her head, and she can rewind and pause.
Clayton, this is going to blow your mind. So you and I really don't know each other well, okay? But, okay, so my wife got cytomegalovirus, CMG.
Yep.
And they basically said she was going to die because of how bad it was, and we could never have children again. And God, she had a fever of almost 110.
Ooh.
Okay, for like 4 days. And the reason we know that is that when she went to see the doctor because she was feeling better, it was 103. She couldn't remember the apartment where we lived. She took my daughter, our eldest daughter, who was, you know, kind of young, pretty young at the time, to the doctor's, and then was driving up and down the street trying to figure out which apartment complex was the one we were managing. And my daughter finally said, Mommy, we live over there. Well, so God, so she would, I would come home from work and she would be like telling me about her childhood. And da, 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 da. We didn't figure it out till I about 3 years later. God was literally reloading her memories.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you think of it like the Matrix, I mean, they're downloading and reloading, you know, the software program that they got a complete reboot.
And I understand it. I'm just saying, I don't know if you've even met anybody that you've gone like, so you know what I'm talking about. No, I really know what you're talking about because that's exactly what happened. She had to learn how to do everything all over again. Yeah. And now she's like studying Hebrew and she's, I mean, She blows my mind, man. She blows my mind. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just thought it was so cool how God aligns things.
It speaks to one of the most important pieces of what's going on right now, and that is the amplification of the divine feminine, right? That men, it's our job to step aside and serve, right? Women have been put in a place to be subservient in many aspects to men, especially in different cultures. But if you understand what's happening spiritually right now, and the ascension process that we truly are going through in humanity, and that's why we're going through the battles that we're going through right now, that women are made to lead through this process, and we're seeing that in the strength. You can look at it in consumerism. You can look at it, you know, with who makes the buying decisions in households. 80% of all buying decisions are made by women, and the teaching, the nurturing process, and it's really interesting, because in our journey and how we ended up creating Root and doing what we've done, there was a prophecy put over her about 25 years ago that she was put here to heal people in a war on healthcare, and she was working at Pfizer at the time, and she's like, "There's no war in healthcare." They're like, "No, there's this banner of Esther over you, and we just keep getting told that you're here to heal people in this war on healthcare." And then through her journey, I mean, she worked at Pfizer, and 20 plus years ago, the former director of the CIA, while she was in the C-suite, was telling them, "Look, there's no longer going to be nuclear wars. It's going to be biological, and we're going to be at the forefront of the response on how we deal with this." And when you understand most, I don't know if people understand this, the C-suite at Pfizer is actually run by the LDS and the military. It's all Mormons and military. And that speaks to some interesting aspects of, who might be behind things and such. But through her journey, like 9 or 10 years ago, she worked with the Chinese government to set up spine registries and spine surgery, because she wrote the first spine registries in the United States to track quality and cost improvement in spine care, because it's an industry of healthcare that is like the Wild West in many ways. It's one of the most valuable. But what the data actually showed is that 70% of spine surgery should never be performed. And she actually was at an event in Washington, D.C., and went on stage and said, "I wouldn't do these surgeries on my dog." Wow. It kind of put her in some hot water, because the industry didn't like that very much.
Yeah.
But she's very closely connected through relationships with some of the top neurosurgeons and doctors in China. And through her work with working with retroviruses, working with messenger RNA at Bristol Myers Squibb 16, 17 years ago, when they started doing research on HIV and how to treat HIV using messenger RNA. And that's become a popular conversation now, right? And the science of that, she was one of the first people to work on it. So she knew what the research showed, what the data showed. She's done cloning, she's done molecular design. So as we were connected, and as we were starting to put this together, she went back to Harvard in 2018 and did their 3-year program in nanotechnology and bioscience engineering. And there were only 19 people in the class, and they were all military, biotech, and research. And they actually closed the program after this group was done, because they couldn't find enough people that could complete it. And so through this journey, she contracted Lyme disease. Our oldest son now, not my kid, but my son now, I got to come later, he was a partial molar pregnancy. He was a twin, but the twin became cancer. And in lieu of the advised medical abortion that all of her doctors recommended, because they told her that if you carry this child, he's got a less than 1% chance that he's going to be normal, because the other entity there is cancer, and you will have cancer. We can't treat you for it, so you're electing to just allow this to metastasize. And so she carried the term. He's amazing, genius, actually. But she ended up with a brain tumor, a syringomyelia spine tumor, multiple kinds of skin cancer, and she's dealt with this for 25 years. But in so dealing with it, and then our 18-year-old had cancer when he was 2. He had a tumor on his chest wall that was going into his lungs. And every time she's had to take care of herself or take care of her family, having probably one of the most extensive pharma and biotech backgrounds that you can ask for. I mean, she was an adjunct professor in oncology at Johns Hopkins, and she's dealing with her own brain tumor and spine tumor and such. And because she has an eidetic memory, she was able to cross-reference every piece of literature she'd ever read and what she could get her hands on. And what she did is went vegan for a bit, started drinking massive amounts of spirulina shakes, and went natural. She didn't use the allopathic route. No right. chemo, no radiation. She went all natural right. and was able to eliminate everything. But then through this journey of knowing what was coming, so this last 3 years that we've been seeing and this battle that's been going on has been projected and known for 20, because it's been set up. And and it's really weird, as we've talked about this, she's been in the middle of it. She's seen all these different phases. And she didn't know at the time why she was there, but God gives you a path, and all we're supposed to do is walk, right? Yep. And as you walk, eventually you'll be able to look back and understand why your path was such, and what that journey was.
That's
for.
The trust, Clayton. That is the trust. God doesn't say, I'm going to show you every step of what. He just says, look, I'm telling you, walk down this road, and every step of the way, I will show you what to do, but you've got to take that first step. That's yep. the trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. So along the way, each step of the way, you say, Lord, show me. Lord, thank you for showing me. And then he takes you and shows you the next path.
Yep. And through that journey, she started to put together what she knew would be solutions to what was coming, but also allowing us to become what we were made to become, because she knows, and the scientific data that is really not presented yet shows that we can live to 130, and we can live well to 130. If the temple is clean, so if it's working properly, we can do 130 pretty easily. And so she, and knowing what kind of biological environment we were coming into, she made sure that she could create solutions to address every piece of this.
And yeah. So the base, I just want to, and then we'll go, you know, in more, you can continue with the story, but folks, the base of that is this right here, which I've started on, and, you know, God did a healing work in me so I'm walking now. I'm out of my wheelchair. I'm walking. 3 days after I started walking, I started taking this product. And it has, I'm convinced that this has made a huge difference in taking that healing that the Lord did and amplifying it in my system. And, yes. And so I've been on this product, and then I have been on this product.
I love your plan.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. So I started on this product about a month ago. And it's funny because Clayton said to me, he said, hey, man, I want to be there when you preach that sermon. And I apologize. I should have invited you, but I did it in India because that's where I do my thing. I'm going to tell you, each meeting that we have had, the Holy Spirit has moved more powerfully in each one. In fact, the one that we had yesterday, Pastor Samuel messaged me. We had 86 salvations in that meeting yesterday. 86 salvations, okay? And we had 63 people that were miraculously healed. 62. 86 people accepted Christ. 62 people were healed and delivered instantly. Two from evil spirits. Two who had bad eyesight and now can see. One who had cervical pain. One who for 10 years, her right hand had extra flesh on it, like some kind of a mutation. It's gone. Her right hand is normal.
It speaks to what you talk about as far as the temple with clean slate, restore, and zero in. Zero in is so unique because it is the rewiring, and it is the real fun that you can get from biochemistry. But clean slate is really the foundation because it's what's cleaning the temple. It's what's delivering the key trace minerals and the key bioavailable silica. And this is what you'll see on the label. People look at the label and go, wait a minute, it's vitamin C and sea salt and silica.
Right. Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, because while we have to put the simple terms on the label for compliance, what's actually in it and what it's doing and how it's made, it's much like what you get when you're eating a home-cooked meal, right? Your mom is going to put together a bunch of ingredients. Hopefully she's able to go to like the store and get the best ingredients possible, because we know if you have really quality ingredients, you're going to be able to make a quality meal. Mm-hmm. But there's a secret that every mom has. Every single mom on the planet possesses this same secret ingredient, but it's always a little bit different. And that's love.
Yes, sir.
And it is the key term in all of this, because what she's doing, what Dr. Rahm has done, is not just acquire, you know, the specific ingredients and understanding, because of a bioscience engineering background, how to combine ingredients properly, but the use of harmonics. When she's creating formulas and she's creating products, she's actually singing to them. She sings hymns. She's actually putting, you know, her spiritual energy into what she's doing. She's using intention, which is, as you know, insanely powerful. And she's using love. Mm-hmm. God's love.
Right.
The love
that's
that God
the key.
Gives her.
Yep, absolutely. And that is so important, because there is a divine aspect to tapping in to what God has given her. And this is that fulfillment of that prophecy.
Yes.
And then, you know, I know one of the things that we talk about is the benefit and the significant influence it has, for example, on people that may have been forced to take that injection.
Yeah.
And how it addresses both the RNA and the DNA in cleansing them and in helping to bring them back to a healthy, normal state.
And the important part to understand with this, because it's something that irritates me greatly to hear people talk about this improperly. You have many experts and influencers that have stated that if you've had these shots done, that's it. You're done, right? You can't recover from it.
Right.
And that is absolutely false. the belief or the comment that that is actually something that is true goes against everything that we are. Because God's given us all the tools. He's made this amazing operating system capable of doing things that are greater than what we can even imagine. We're actually starting to see some of those things. But the ability to regenerate is something that we possess. You're one of the best examples of it, right? You literally sacrificed your life 4 times to save your daughter. And yet you're here. You don't look like you did after you got hit by a car. You know, you're recovering, right? Because it is a journey.
Yep.
And, you know, the fun part has been everything that you've done to this point. And then as we were talking a week or so ago, and you showed me the little bag that you had with your little surprise that came out of your head.
And yeah, absolutely.
The same goes for this journey of inoculations that people have received. And this is not me talking about it from a marketing perspective or hype. We actually have published clinical case studies from doctors working with clients and patients that have seen a complete reversal of all of the issues that pertain to what's happened to people. And it's not just the mRNA. It's not just the spike proteins. It's everything that corresponds to it, because here's a real simple premise. And it goes back to the base of what you mentioned initially in this conversation of cleaning up the temple and allowing this amazing system to do what God's given us the ability to do. And that is, if you start to clean this system up and then you give it the tools that it needs to do what we are capable of doing, it's so important to understand that when it comes to healing, when it comes to regeneration, when it comes to the creation of greatness, it has nothing to do with what you're given or what you're taking. Those things are only working to assist you in doing what you were made to do. So there's no such thing as a cure. You don't need to cure cancer. You don't need to cure COVID. You know, there are no cures, because there's a real simple premise. And if you go back biblically, I don't ever remember seeing a chapter of someone talking about having fibromyalgia, right? If you understand a simple premise that a healthy system doesn't have health problems, mm-hmm. If you clean up your spirit, if you clean up the body,
hang on, hold that. Cause I want to show folks this. The Holy Spirit was talking to me as you were talking. And let me read this. This is 2 Peter 1. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And that is exactly what you're talking about. You're saying, look, purify your spirit, man, which is what God does. This is what I've been preaching, is we the church doesn't preach it is finished. The church fails people. LGBTQ, which is exactly what I said it is, lesbian side. But the reason that illness exists and the church has fallen down in dealing with it is because the church does not understand that Jesus Christ literally transforms your nature. An encounter with Christ changes your nature. You're born with this condemned, sin, corrupted nature. Now you say, I want Jesus. And when Jesus comes in, that old stuff is destroyed. That's what dies on the cross. That's what's gone. Now you got to figure out, how do I let that new divine nature that is in me fully take over and then walk in that? Because you have been set free.
You're dead on. And it's understanding what you talked about being born into it. The crucial component to understand this is we are conceived in a toxic soup. And I'm actually in the process of trying to finish my first book. And it is actually kind of around this subject, because we see mental health problems and this LGBTQ, all of this, you know, the mental health, the suicides, all these things are so prevalent in today's world because of the toxicity of our world. But in that aspect, because we are conceived into this toxic environment, and what's in our mother is passed through into us in the womb. And you've got mercury, you got lead, you got aluminum, and these are neurotoxic heavy metals. And because they're positively charged, they will block binding sites, right, in the brain and in your central nervous system and in your organs. But because they are positively charged, they will also hold on to other negatives. They will hold on to trauma. They will hold on to negative emotion.
Yeah.
They will encapsulate these things that terrorize us, that inhibit us from becoming what we were made to do. And there's no amount of therapy, there's no amount of work you can do to try to deal with these things if you don't remove what is actually holding on to them. So as you start to clean up your system, and clean slate is really the foundation for this. And
that's why you need to go right now to cgrforlife.com, cgrforlife.com, and sign up. You can only get this by invitation, and we are inviting you right now. cgrforlife.com, sign up, and then this is where you start, right here. Start with clean slate. I understand you're going to say, oh my gosh, I don't, you know, I have a monthly budget. Okay, fine. Start with this.
And it's important to understand when people look at budgets right now, because we are in a unique financial crisis.
Yes, sir.
Which coincides with everything else going on.
Yep.
And so many people will look at a bottle of clean slate and go, well, it's really expensive. Well, here's something really unique. Our recommended dosage that we know we've been able to prove is the most efficacious for getting outstanding outcomes is 10 drops in the morning, 10 drops at night. And that bottle will last a month based on that dosage. We have people, the majority of people, we tell them to start with one drop in the morning, one drop at night, and slowly titrate up. I would argue that a very large portion of our community, and we've got 150,000 customers, the majority of them are using less than 10 drops twice a day. Meaning if you're an individual, if you cut it in half, if you're only doing 5 drops in the morning and 5 drops at night, that bottle is going to last 60 days instead of 30 days. So what you're spending for $74 is actually $37 a month. And you're financing it over 2 months. And here's the important part. And you hit on this, and I think it is the most important component when we look at how we spend our money right now. And I built our entire ecosystem around this. The most important investments an individual is going to make or a company will make is either in yourself or in others.
Yep.
And it's the investment in people. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, and this is why we're given free will, right? Mm-hmm. It's a choice.
Yep.
There was never any point before where it said, hey, everything's going to be given to you. I'm just going to put it on the plate for you and feast and just take it. It's free. It's easy. Life is so simple. It's a party, you know, don't worry. No, we have free will. We have to choose. The awakening part is not something that we just say, oh, I'm here. I'm ready to go. No, you have to become aware. And when you become aware, then you choose to make improvements, to make changes, to start to clean up the mess. And as you make these choices and as you are diligent and you go through this journey, this walk that we are given, and sometimes, you know, we look back and we look forward and we have no idea where the frickin' path is. And we don't know why we've gone down this path and why we went through the weeds and the marsh and the mountains and the cold and walking barefoot and going, man, I don't know why I'm here. But eventually, as that process continues, you become more resonant. You get to not only see, but feel and become the light. And we've actually proven this with heart rate variability of watching, you know, the aura, our magnetism actually increase in a matter of minutes. So a reduction in biological age, but the body becoming more resonant very quickly. And that's why zero in is so important, because it increases neurotransmission. So it's basically giving you the processing power, the dopamine and serotonin, that you feel good, you're able to work faster, you're able to remain calm through stress, and everything becomes fun. So all those tasks that you need to get done, you just crush them. And
because you're addressing the physical part so that the spirit man is then able to move more readily and more easily. And we really do. I mean, one of the things when I got sick in 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live. My pituitary gland and my adrenal glands quit working. My endocrine system shut down. I was green and yellow from head to toe. And the first thing we did was detoxing my body. When I got to a naturopath, first thing we did was the detox process. And then, you know, I went through stem cell intervention. I mean, these were the kinds of things. And it was understanding that in order for me then to move forward, I had to get my temple addressed. I had to address what was happening with my physical. And they had me on Seroquel, Topamax, Cymbalta, all that garbage, okay, which I kicked in 2006 and have gone all natural ever since. But here's the key. The key is understanding that there is a holistic approach that has to be taken when it comes to addressing health. And so you have to address the temple, and then you address the spirit. But you can't separate them. You have to do all of it together. So important.
And there's an operative word in this, and everything has symbolism, right? And the dark side uses symbolism, and they're required to because of our free will and having to show us what they're doing. But on our side, in light, there's also symbolism, and there's terms that we know, that we have some semblance of understanding that resonate with that. We know that the Trinity has to all exist at the same time. Mind, body, spirit, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? You don't get to pick one and go, you know what? I'm going to set the other two aside. You know what? I'm just rolling with the Holy Spirit today. And you know what? I'll leave the other two at home. No, you have to have all three. You have to take care of all three. And hence, do you have the box of zero in there? Can you lift that up again?
Yep.
So if you look really closely at the logo, at the root logo, what you'll see, if you zero in closely, see how I did that? Notice there's a cross in the middle of the logo.
Yep.
Because everything we're doing, everything that she creates, the creations of Dr. Christina Rahm, are all Christ-centered. So it's all there, right? Yep. It's put right in front of you so you can see it. But it's also why the foundation to everything that we're doing happens to be the Trinity. It's clean slate, zero in, and restore. And that's not done just from a marketing standpoint. It's understanding that from a bioscience engineering perspective, what she did was create clean slate as the foundation. You can think of it as the father, or You can think of this little guy, if you're thinking of it as rebooting an operating system, right? If mm-hmm. you have your computer, you have to, you don't just turn it off. What do you do to reset your computer? You use the Trinity, Control, Alt, Delete. You do three things. You hold them down and you can reboot your computer. Clean slate is that delete button. You know, it is the removal. Restore is designed as the control button, which is intended to focus on your gut, to kill off a lot of the fungus, the parasites, reduce systemic inflammation, bring that leaky gut back together. And once you take care of your gut, which is so important, right? Because we know that there's the gut-brain connection. And actually, if you want the entire piece to this, and it's funny how this works, it's not gut-brain connection. It's actually brain, heart, gut. And it's all connected through our vagus nerve, right? And that's the line of the temple. That's where everything runs through, electrically, spiritually, everything runs through that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Many, depending upon how we learn, how we teach, how we resonate, some people lead with their heart, some people lead with their mind, some people lead with their gut. We have to learn to trust all of them, but they all have to be energetically working and expressing optimally. And that's where zero in is that amplification, the alt button per se, that when you take these little capsules, it feeds your gut the ability to produce more dopamine and serotonin. In so doing, those neurotransmitters go through your vagus nerve, right through your heart, into your brain and your pineal gland. And your pineal gland is so important in this because it sits just outside your brain, but it is the light center of the brain. It controls your circadian rhythm, your sleep-wake cycle. It's also our spiritual antenna. It is what connects us to our source through light and resonance. And once you start activating all of those and then you start feeding them what they need and you allow this amazing operating system to start working better, it's a lot like taking your computer and going, well, you know what? I'm going to put in some new microchips and new processors. I have the hardware, but I'm going to upgrade all of the software. And I'm going to get rid of all of Bill Gates' antivirus stuff. We don't need any of that stuff. Doesn't that make sense now when we look at that? I'm like, yeah, I don't need any of the Microsoft antivirus stuff. That didn't work anyway. Yeah. Almost like it was intentional.
Yeah. And, yeah, no kidding.
And then you get to see the operating system really, really take over and function properly. And, you know, it's through that of just intentionally putting the body in the position that it's capable of doing what God's given it the tools to do and become. And then through your free will and your intention, that mm-hmm. this is the key. It is your intention. It is what you put your mind to. If you want to be scared, you're going to be scared. But if you understand that you're walking with the Lord in guidance and knowing that there's intent to mm-hmm. everything that we're doing and that you have that strength and you own it and you feel it because it's in you and that you're no longer burdened or every day. Just like so many masterpieces have been discovered throughout Europe and throughout the world that have been sitting in attics or in closets or in places that have been hidden for so long. And there's this patina that builds up over them because they've been sitting in the dark and dust and just moisture. So you have this amazing masterpiece, yet you can see signs of it underneath. But there's just all of this stuff that's built up over it. You can't take a pressure washer and just blow it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you have to get to the root of the problem. And that is what this is about. And I just, folks, I can't tell you what a difference it makes to be using this product. Because you know that I've had a number of issues that I've gone through, and Clayton kind of mentioned that. And I've used a number of things which have helped me. But I have to tell you, this has taken it to a whole nother level. and it allows the other things that I'm using to have the full measure of the benefit that they're intended to have. Because everything I'm taking is natural and it's good stuff, but it can only work so well when there's all this clutter on the inside. This takes care of the clutter. Just like deliverance takes care of the spiritual clutter, clean slate takes care of the physical clutter. And then you add in this zero in, which I have been so impressed with. I'm telling you, it huge, huge difference. CGRforLife.com. CGRforLife.com. And if you have any questions about getting signed up, email me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I have a team that is ready. We will help you. And there is, and we didn't get into this, next time we will, but there's an opportunity also economically that as you share this, CGR for Life, we want to bless you. We want to see you blessed as you share this. And Clayton will be back with me in the next week or so, and we'll talk about that benefit that comes to you and the economics and how you can have economic freedom and physical and spiritual freedom as well, and help others to attain the same thing. Clayton, bless you. Thanks for being with me today, man. God bless you, brother.
Amen, brother. Thanks for having me. We'll do more.
You betcha. All right, we're going to take a break. I'll be back. Hour number 3.